Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo, but tweet a tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sasha Frank podcast. This is the Introducing Sasha Frank series, episode 3. So the previous series, or not series, but the previous episode was pretty much about me getting a car and having a wide array of options that were available to me now. Prior to, I didn't have those options, and you know, I found myself searching those different avenues to find some type of fulfillment. Around that time, everything was kind of dwindling down. I had finished my prereq courses for that semester, and I also finished the course for my old school as well. So I was finished with that school. I got my degree finally, and I was planning on continuing in the prereq courses to pretty much go into the master's program eventually, but that actually stopped. It ended, that chapter ended. I was trying to move forward, but everything was closing on me, the opportunities, the doors that I felt like, you know, I needed to walk through, they weren't, you know, easily attained, I guess. And so I just felt like God was telling me that it was time to kind of move away from that, that opportunity, because it was an opportunity and good, in general, and it was good, but it wasn't the right opportunity for me. And it was definitely just something that my parents had told me to venture into because of the financial aspect, when really in my heart, I had something else completely different. So that chapter ended. And what's also funny is before it ended, I was speaking to some of the classmates of mine, and I was telling them that, you know, this was definitely the last quarter that I had. I was going to take a break after that. And one girl, she was older. I think she was like in her 30s, and I just graduated college. And so she was like, oh, that's not good. Like, you know, that happened to me 10 years ago. And it took me up until this point to actually finally go back to school. And, you know, at the time, I thought to myself, like, dang, you know, am I just, you know, going in the wrong direction? Am I like doing something wrong? And I just started to think about the situation a little bit more. But in retrospect, you know, some opportunities are good for you, and some opportunities aren't so good for you. Even though it might look great to the outside world, we have to look at intentions. Like, if your intention is to get a job just for the financial aspect, then you're just going to be chasing after the financial, the money. But if your intention is to go after a job because you know that you're using your skill set, your God-given gifts to make a difference and to bring hope to people and to share your journey and all of that stuff to make a difference in someone else's life, then your intentions are different as well. So we both had different intentions, and not to say that any one of them are bad or any one of them are good. They just, her intentions just wasn't where my head was, at that point in time. So I kind of just had to follow my heart and close that door, even though it looked like the right door to be going through. So I closed that door, and also I ended up moving from my roommate situation because they were having some type of issue, and she ended up moving back home, and he asked me to continue to be his roommate, but I just didn't really feel like it was the right thing for me to do. So I ended up moving back home, and like I said, I had a savings account, and that was like really dwindling down to the wire. And I know when God provides, he provides, but I felt like he was kind of moving me into a different direction, different than what I expected and wanted to go. So I closed that chapter. I moved back home, and for a moment I was kind of down on myself because I felt like I was a failure. Like the last thing I wanted to do was go from college and living away from home to being back at home and still searching for a job and not really have anything to show for it. And so I was very down on myself, but I knew one thing that I had to do, which was continue to search, and I couldn't just stay where I was. But while I was searching, I did different things as well. Like I remember going into some casting work, I guess. It was extra stuff for extra work for actors. And I thought to kind of go that direction and got paid for it. So I was like, why not, you know, do that, have some fun and meet people and stuff. And so, you know, I was getting casted for different things and stuff. And everything was going fine. It still wasn't like cutting. The checks weren't like big or anything. Like it was just extra work. It was just something that gave me something to do while I was trying to find where I was supposed to be. And it just kept me occupied and busy. And one audition that I went to that I remember reminded me actually of all the failure that I felt like I had, because he asked me a question like, you know, where do you work? And I was like, I don't have a job. And like I said, it's so like I was sensitive about that topic. So I made it to where it was made known to him. And so that just let me know that, you know, I needed to be healed in that area and I needed to be content with where I was. And if I didn't have a job at the time, like it's fine, like, but I was doing other things. So technically I did have a job, but I guess it wasn't like a fancy title or anything. And then another situation, like I would go, well, actually, no, I'm not going to even go down that route right now. I'm going to actually, save this for a different episode. So, yes. I was searching for jobs and, you know, it wasn't coming the way that I anticipated. And I actually thought to even go the retail route. I never worked in retail before, but I liked clothes. So I sent my resume and I got called in for one job opportunity. And the guy pretty much said that I wouldn't like it there and that I was kind of overqualified for it, that I should look into the corporate office and look to get a job there and to send over my resume and he would pass it along. But I just never heard back from anybody, so I kind of was down on my luck with that. And then all of a sudden I received like an email. It was pretty much about an opportunity for freelance in PR. And I worked with the artist before. And so I decided to go ahead and step into the opportunity. I was nervous at first. I allowed the fear to kind of grab a hold of me because, you know, I had always been an intern. I'd never been the person making the decisions, the decision maker. So it was definitely fearful because I thought to myself, you know, what do I have to offer them? What can I give them? you know, what if I fail and what if I don't succeed? What if I don't get the results that they want? And so all these things just like wrapped in my mind and like I kept thinking of. But I, in the end, decided to take the opportunity because I know that, you know, it was the only opportunity that I had. And I had all the time in the world to go hard, I guess, to give 100% in that experience and do all that I can do and could do. So I just stuck with it. And, you know, I was with them for a couple months. And then eventually they went on to getting a full-time publicist. And that person later told me that So the person pretty much told me that the person ended up going to jail for doing something illegal. And so I knew at the time, now looking back at it in retrospect, that God was just protecting me. At the time, I thought that, you know, I did something wrong, or, you know, maybe I shouldn't have done this, or maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I kind of felt like a failure, like I had something taken from me, and the opportunity was right there. But instead, you know, God did that because they had some activity going on that I had no whereabouts of. And I could have been deeply involved in their situation and somehow been, you know, included in it and had no idea. So I'm so thankful that God protected me from that situation. It could have turned out really, really bad. And I'm so thankful. And I didn't even hear about what happened about with all of that until like years down the line. And I like how God, he doesn't always do this, but he kind of shows you why he said no in the first place, like years down the line. So now looking back, I'm just like so thankful, like I said. And, you know, we don't understand why, the when, the how, but we know it's for a reason. And we know that it's to protect us. And I was protected in that situation. And in addition to that, I was also given another job opportunity that really helped me stay focused. And it got my eyes and ears off of all of that because I was so focused on the new thing that I didn't have time to even think about what was going on. So what I want to leave you with is look around and see what opportunities God is presenting to you. Maybe you might feel fearful about stepping into it because you feel like you don't have everything that you need, but you've done all those internships. You got the education. You worked those different jobs and got the experiences for a reason. And like I said in episode one, there's a time to learn, and then there is a time to put what you learned into action. And sometimes you have to do that, and you might not know everything, and God might lead you into things, into places, into jobs that you might know and not know anything about it, actually. And you have to be okay with it because maybe he's just trying to show you something new that you can add to your skill set and your repertoire, and so that you can continue moving forward in where he's called you to be, and you're fully prepping and preparing for that position that he's always intended for you. So don't fight the process. Don't allow fear to grip you and keep you from doing and moving forward. Just go with the process and know that everything is day by day, and we learn day by day. And it's okay if you fall, and it's okay if you succeed. But the thing is, you're growing, you're learning, and you're continuing to move forward. So that is the end of this episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Stay tuned.